It was not long before Bilbo was set down before a tent in Dale, and there stood Gandalf, with his arm in a sling. Even the wizard had not escaped without a wound, and there were few unharmed in all the host. When Gandalf saw Bilbo, he was delighted.
"Baggins!" he exclaimed. "Well, I never! Alive after all, I am glad. I began to wonder if even your luck would see you through. A terrible business, and it nearly was disastrous. But other news can wait. Come," he said more gravely. "You are called for."
And leading the hobbit, he took him within the tent.
"Hail, Thorin," he said as he entered. "I have brought him."
There indeed lay Thorin Oakenshield, wounded with many wounds, and his rent armour and notched axe were cast upon the floor. He looked up as Bilbo came beside him.
"Farewell, good thief," he said. "I go now to the halls of waiting to sit beside my fathers until the world is renewed. Since I leave now all gold and silver, and go where it is of little worth, I wish to part in friendship from you, and I would take back my words and deeds at the gate."
Bilbo knelt on one knee, filled with sorrow.
"Farewell, King Under the Mountain," he said. "This is a bitter adventure, if it must end so, and not a mountain of gold can amend it. Yet I'm glad that I've shared in your perils. That has been more than any Baggins deserves."
"No," said Thorin. "There is more in you of good than you know, child of the kindly West. Some courage and some wisdom, blended in measure. If more of us valued food and cheer and song above hoarded gold, it would be a merrier world. But, sad or merry, I must leave it now. Farewell."
Then Bilbo turned away, and he went by himself, and he sat alone, wrapped in a blanket, and, whether you believe it or not, he wept until his eyes were red and his voice was hoarse. He was a kindly little soul. Indeed, it was long before he had the heart to make a joke again.
"A mercy it is," he said at last to himself, "that I woke up when I did. I wish Thorin were living, but I'm glad that we parted in kindness.